This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Noah Sherlock is on the way. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. Emmett on the line playing for Team Sober, working on question number three.
And here is your question. How many copies must a recording sell to be designated multi-platinum?
Isn't a platinum a million?
That is correct. So to be multi-platinum, you have to officially sell how many copies?
At least 2 million.
All right. I like how you did the math there.
Okay, very good.
Oh, by the way, we welcome in our listeners now, like Dave at 98 Rock, California's rock station, 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's classic rock, and Big Nog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Big show for you today. Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We have exciting food from our food court that our own Mike Hawk has never tried. Truth be told, none of us in here have ever tried, I believe, any of these food items.
I've tried... Well, there's rice, so I've had that. Mm-hmm. There's one other thing on that in that pile that I've
If you can identify any of these foods, like the Men's Room on Facebook, we have a picture of some of the stuff Mike's going to eat coming up. Also, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, those pics are up there as well. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
By the way, Miles, someone wanted me to ask you, with regards to the poll today, which one of the following would you not want to, or would you do for, what is it, a week?
Just a sickness injury.
One of them is scabies. It says, ask Miles if scabies and chiggers are the same thing. I had chiggers as a kid in North Carolina.
You know, I don't... We talked about that earlier.
I've been called something similar.
I know that I
oddly
had
enough,
I had.
In North Carolina. It was a fantastic time.
You got cases of chiggers.
Yeah, he didn't say chiggers, but man, oh man, memories. Mm-hmm. Memories. Do you know what's the
same? I do not know, honest God. I know that there... I know bugs on your body, lice.
That's cooties, right?
Yeah, I guess.
If you got bed bugs, if you have lice, if you have scabies... If you're a kid, like, you just have cooties.
Crabs are included in that.
Okay, as
a
kid.
Type of mite.
Chiggers.
All I remember from growing up in the South, kids would get them if they'd be out in the brush playing, whatever, and they'd burrow underneath the skin, lay eggs, and then those would hatch out of your skin.
Oh! Yeah.
How cool is that?
I guess
it's like a science experiment.
If you're not the one with them, pretty cool.
You know what I mean? Just bury it in your forearm, kids, and then see if you can time it out for the actual science project. And then let them hatch.
Do that for the science fair.
Game is up, Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, yo.
Hola. Brian, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, Brian, welcome to the show.
Well,
Men's Room poll.
You.
Pick a sickness injury. Will it be the flu, fever, measles, scabies, or broken ribs?
I'll take the measles because I'm a local.
All right, good call.
Yeah.
Win in Rome.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you want to look for white spots with blue centers on a red background in your mouth. Mouth measles. All right, here is the question. Which river does the Brooklyn Bridge cross? The Hudson, the East, the Genesee, or the Queens?
The Queen, for sure. No.
The Brooklyn Bridge crosses the East River. I'm not sure that there even is a Queens River. I just wrote it. The Genesee River runs through Rochester, New York.
Oh, that's where they get the delicious water for their cream ale.
That might be the most delicious part of it. Mm-hmm. Actually, the cream ale was all right. Genesee just straight up, goodness gracious. All right, what does MST3K stand for? MST3K.
No idea, man.
That's the spirit.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That is correct. I win!
You got it.
Question three.
By the way, someone is saying scabies are not chiggers. Chiggers are more like ticks. And remember, son, don't say chigger. It's chigro. All right. I'm just reading them as they come in. Oswald Cobblepot is better known as which Batman villain?
That's Penguin.
I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
Yeah.
No idea.
Oswald.
All I know is the Joker, the Penguin, the Riddler, just, you know, the basic names.
The Riddler was, it ended with Enigma, like something. I can't remember his name. Thumbs up? All right, Mike says thumbs up. What about the Joker? I have absolutely no idea what his name was.
His name was probably like Tim Jones.
The Joker that I, if you go with the Joker that I'm usually
Gary Abramowitz.
It doesn't, he has no name, he's just the Joker, but there was the Jack Nicholson Joker, his name was Jack. I don't remember his last name.
Oh, that's of course it is. Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah, it's like Tony Danza, just keep calling me that so I turn
every
around.
Every role he played, they said, like, is he too dumb to respond to anything else?
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Let's try Dave again. Hey, Dave, welcome to the men's room. I was put you back on hold, Dave. We'll get there.
Jesus, what's going on with Dave?
I'm still there. Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Caleb, are you on team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober.
All right, Caleb, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, pick a sickness or injury. Will it be a flu, fever, measles, scabies, broken ribs? Where are you going?
Kind of like what you guys were saying earlier. I mean, like, compared to everything else, definitely the flu, fever.
All right, flu, fever it is.
But see, and you know how human beings are. We're all the same, right? So in a moment that you're going through the throes of the flu and you're just spraying, as someone put on the comments, chicken broth out of your backside and all this nonsense, you have the chills and you're hot, you'd be like, I'd rather have measles, right? I mean, in that moment, that's what you'd be thinking.
1,100 people in France
died of the flu.
Absolutely.
The flu.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, here's a question. The Hague. The Hague is located in what country?
The Hague.
I feel like you hear about The Hague all the time. Right? All these important international things go down. And then I'm like, I have no goddamn idea what country it's in.
Is that Germany?
Switzerland? Denmark. All right?
Oh, no.
Don't feel bad. None of us knew.
That's why we play the game, so we can learn stuff.
That's right.
Oh, no, what is this? Oh, my goodness. You landed on the men's room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the men's room radio show. And all of these statements are true. None of these are a lie. All of these statements are true. Your question is simply this. Which member of the men's room once did an entire 6-hour radio show on an unexpected acid trip?
Your choices are Miles, Steve, Ted, Mike, and Robin.
This member of the program once did, earlier in her career, did an entire 6-hour radio show on an unexpected acid trip.
Here's Pink Floyd again.
You know, I want to say Ted.
Oh. Oh, sorry. The correct answer is Miles Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Miles Montgomery.
That was my second choice.
See, I thought that one was more obvious.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. Because I didn't want to be there.
But
you, so when you, when you're on, you just want to, you want to go and do stuff.
So what was your buddy came into town or something?
Yeah,
it was, you had to do an overnight
on a Saturday night. He came in at like, you know, 9 o'clock from Ohio. He was living in Springfield, Ohio. Drove all afternoon. We're having a party on Saturday night, which he was invited to. He showed up with a couple friends. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and they're doing their thing. And he's like, "Hey, man, we're gonna have a great night. I just dosed you." And I'm like, "Dude, I gotta go to work at midnight." And I'm like, "You really didn't dose me, did?" He's like, "No, I didn't then." And I'm like, he's like, "You really don't have to go to work." I'm like, "Yeah, I do, man." So I get to work, and all of a sudden I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me." I was just booming. I was looking at the microphone going like, and then, you know, there was a countdown on like the CD player or whatever, like countdown, like there's 30 seconds left in the song. And I just watch it like, oh God, 20 seconds. Now it's 15 seconds. Now it's 10 seconds. WCLG. The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, man. Unexpected acid trip.
It's abs.
All right, here is your next question. And what year did the UFC start? The UFC.
Who's UFC?
The UFC.
Ooh. I have no idea. I'm going to take a shot at, say, 2001.
Been around longer than I thought. Believe it or not, it launched in 1993.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot longer than I thought. I guess it wasn't, like, mainstream until...
And that's pretty much it, right?
ESPN didn't even consider it a sport over a decade.
They wouldn't
even probably longer than that.
All right, here is your question. Where in your body is the patella?
Oh, I know that one. I dislocated it in high school. It's your knee.
Yeah.
Hey, I know that. I dislocated it. Dancing at the homecoming queen dance.
But that sounds like a pasta, doesn't it? Yeah, I'll take the patella with the marinara.
It's like a rainbow thing.
Yeah.
Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Let's go to Sacramento. Hello, Dave.
Hey,
welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Jesus, it's you, Dave.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes, we can now.
We can now.
Your phone.
Oh, my gosh. You would think it was the first time I ever operated a cell phone. I could hear you the whole time. And
for real?
Would you put it on mute?
I had you on mute.
Yeah, I figured so. All right, Dave, sober, not sober.
I am sober, but the day is young.
All right.
That's the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, listen, I'm a new listener and big fan, and I learned something.
Uh-oh.
And I got to say, hola.
Hola. Well, Dave, welcome.
I'm glad we
can
teach you that, because in California, there's no chance you'll ever hear that.
You don't even have Spanish-speaking people. All right, pick a sickness, injury, flu, fever, measles, Dave, scabies, or broken ribs. What's it going to be?
Well, you know what? I've been a general building contractor for 21 years, and I'm hurt, and I could use the rest. So I'll take some broken ribs.
Broken ribs it is.
Damn.
All right, just going to stay on one side.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken any of your ribs?
I have, and it's a horrible story. I was going for a fly ball, and I tripped inside of a horseshoe pit, and that pole went right into my...
Oh, ringer.
Jesus, man.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Not good.
Well, on that topic, then, here's your question. How many stitches are there in an official baseball used in Major League Baseball?
How in the hell would anyone know?
124.
108.
100. That's like guessing how many jelly beans are in a jar.
No, because every jar has a different number of jelly beans, Miles.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, but you don't know.
So why don't you suck on that? Criticize me. My sports question. Hey, hang on the line there for us, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, don't put yourself on mute.
And don't put us on mute.
Nope, I won't.
All right, hang on.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Silicon Ted's Meat and Potatoes has exciting food from our food court that Mike has never tried.
Yeah, pretty much.
But frankly, we have never tried the food either. If you want to take a stab at what this food is, just follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. We have pictures up of what Mike's going to try coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
And I know you've been monitoring that a little bit. Has any, other than the rice, everyone can identify rice, has
there
anyone got anything right?
Maybe two on Instagram, maybe one on Twitter, or maybe one for the people who like the Men's Room on Facebook.
I think people have had solid guesses, because after they say it, I'm like, I can see how you think that's what it is, but that's not it.
We seriously did. There probably, in all honesty, there are at least 15 to 20 establishments that we can pick from.
Sure.
Walked down, walked around, looked at everything that was available, and looked at things that we really could not identify. Robin wrote down what some of these items are.
Right, because we don't know.
But Mike's going to be the first to try them coming up with Ted's Meat.
Well, sure, because everything else, I mean, it's burgers and gyros and barbecue. We know he's had
exactly.
So,
in the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Do we still have Dave on the line there from Sacramento listening to 90 Rock and playing the game?
Dave has been on the line since the show started, but only recently did he take himself off of mute. So, yes. He still joins us. I had faith in you, Dave. I came back to you after every other caller.
Well, you know, I'm perfect candidate for Big Dummy, aren't I?
I wasn't going to say anything, but now that you bring it up, yeah. All right, here is your next question. What color are the balloons in a box of Lucky Charm cereal?
Oh, they're blue.
Pink. I'll give you a hint. Because when I read this morning, I thought... Which came out first, the movie It, or when they added the balloons? And, Mike, I don't know if you can do the research.
Are they pink?
They're red.
Oh, and red.
When I think of a red balloon, I think of Pennywise and then children are killed. It just seems like, I don't know what came out first, but if the movie It came out before they added the red balloons and Lucky Charms, someone in General Mills got it wrong. All right, here is your question. Disney, Pixar, or DreamWorks? Which studio produced a B-movie?
DreamWorks.
All right. How did you know that? I mean, you said that with confidence.
You know what? Because I'm Mr. 33%. You gave me three choices.
Okay. We thought you actually knew children's movies.
Yeah, look, I've seen that movie like five times. I can't stand it. It's fine. Jerry Seinfeld.
What is the worst children's movie out of all that should be good based on star power, everything else, as far as just not being funny, the plot sucks, the whole deal? Because I can tell you back in my day, but that was, 18 years ago. So the movies that your kids are watching now are not even the same. You know, maybe a couple of them, like a Shrek or something. But for the most
part. Stuff like that. I mean, that stands up.
Saving Nemo or whatever.
I guess the best way to put it, man, Trolls, it was horrible. But I went into that movie assuming that it would be. It was better than I thought it would be, but it was still a steaming pile of crap. Does that make sense? But I will say, from my point of view, when they advertise new movies, DreamWorks can go either way. Either they're going to put out something that's pretty spectacular, or they're going to put out something that's going to make me hostile. Pixar nails it 99.9% of the time. They understand that parents have to sit in a movie too, right? So there's enough jokes for you to laugh. Disney, I hate Disney just for one thing. They can't not sing all the goddamn time. Right, and for me, that's it. Like Pixar, it's like,
kill me.
Here's a movie. If there is a song, it'll make sense.
I also think that
Disney can kiss my ass.
All children's movies that are also meant to be seen in the theater at first with adults should be no longer than 1 hour and 20 minutes.
In other
I think
words,
that's the appropriate attention span.
No longer than the minutes of previews before said movie begins.
That is correct. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola. Carrie, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
Not Sober. Carrie, welcome to the show. Our first Team Not Sober member. All right, Carrie, men's room poll. You got to pick a sickness or an injury. Ride it out for whatever time you have to. Flu, fever, measles, scabies, or broken ribs?
I would much rather have a flu or a fever.
You got it. Flu and fever it is.
I guess there's something going around now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple people going down the plane.
I just don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to go to the doctor.
No, well, who wants to go to the doctor?
Nobody wants to, but I just know it's going to be really expensive.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah. We gave you saline, that's $800. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean my deductible is $8,000 a year?
Right, exactly. All right, here is your question.
Okay.
What is measured in hertz? H-E-R-T-Z. What is measured in hertz?
Would that be electricity?
It's in punches, how much it hurts.
Frequency.
Thank you.
By the way, just a quick side note, going back to the Lucky Charms, Mike Hawk very diligently did the research. The book It from Stephen King came out in 1986. And the whole thing is, when you see the red balloon, a kid's going to die. So 3 years later, Lucky Charms decided, you know what? Let's add red balloons. And then the next year, 1990, is when they put out the original It movie. So I don't know. If I worked at General Mills, I'd be like, hey, man, red balloons are about to take a hit, kind of like clowns. Like, just pick a different color. All right, back to you, my friend. What is the International Governing Board of Soccer? It's four letters.
Four corrupt letters.
I'm going to have to pass on this.
Much like ISIS, it's FIFA.
FIFA. F-I-F-A. That's how toothless people say my name. FIFA here. All right, your next question. How many wings does a flea have?
A flea. Four?
More than four? Tell me it's six.
None.
They are so fast, though.
They jump.
Yeah, I mean, they are just on the move. I figure they can just rocket propulsion. All right, question four, Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie, how many arms or spikes does a typical snowflake have? You don't remember this one from elementary school? Every time you had to cut one out.
Make sure it has this number.
Six.
Oh! Wow.
She knows her snowflakes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good job. Robin, true story here. There was a time probably about 16 years ago, and Steve had these two cats. One cat was actually lost for a while and came back. Was that the idea?
Something like that. His All name right. was Sticky. So, I mean, that's...
So, but anyway, this cat was always around or whatever, but the cat ended up getting fleas really bad one summer. I would go to Steve's house every day, and we would just basically smoke weed, drink beer, and
light ourselves on fire,
and F off, right? So, but the fleas did not like black people. They only like white people. So, like, when I would go over, it was like, all right, it's on. And, I mean, I would go home, man. I would just be covered in fleas.
Sorry,
and
look,
Steve never got bit once.
Finally, a benefit.
Right, exactly. Right.
The one benefit in America. Fleas don't like black people. Only whiteies.
I mean, I'm getting eaten alive. I was like, why are they on you? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I think I know. They don't like black people. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's the perfect racist house guest. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Jess, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right. Getting it on early today, Jess.
No doubt.
Okay. Men's room poll, pick a sickness injury. Will it be the flu, fever, measles, scabies, or broken ribs?
You know, I did the broken ribs once, and I don't like bugs, so I'm going to go flu and fever.
Flu and fever, you got it. It's all you.
All right, what do we got for you?
Coming up both ends.
Question. Yes, both ends. Hopefully at the same time. We call that the sprinkler.
No, we call that the, it's actually, there's a name for it. It's the ultimate dilemma.
Ultimate dilemma, that's right.
Do you throw up between your legs while you're sitting, or do you get off the pots and then get back on your knees and throw up?
I think if you can reach the tub, like you want to put it this way.
Do you reach over and try to throw up in the sink, or is that too chunky?
Either the sink or the tub, man. Look, all I know, whatever's coming out the back end, I want that in the toilet more than anything else. That's my general rule. All right, here is your question. What rock band was the first band to play on all seven continents?
I think they're the only.
I believe they're still the only, yeah.
Journey?
That's a really good guess based on their name.
Right. You would think.
Metallica.
That is correct.
No.
They played for some people at like a weather station.
All 18 of them. That's usually incredible. You get up to like 1,500 people at those bases.
Look, yeah, but they're all dudes. I mean, it'd be like going to a metal show.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, no one wants to volunteer. Like, yeah, but I want to spend like 6 months in Antarctica.
I just feel like you got to have problems. Like, if you're not a scientist, like if you're a cook, right?
You better be on the run.
That's what I mean. But then it's all federal.
The cook in Antarctica is wanted.
He's not wanted because he has to be federally vetted, so he has no good reason to be there for 6 months.
All right.
Like the fugitive.
I can say I'm from France.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Not
all right, new question. What word is on Mount Lee in California?
Hollywood?
All right. Good job, Jess. Yeah. Okay,
Mount Lee. I would have never known that.
Mount Lee is in Beverly Hills.
Is that Beverly Hills?
I'm guessing, right?
Well, it says Hollywood. They're not the same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, it says
so
Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
That's very misleading if you're like, well, you're in Beverly Hills when it says
Hollywood.
Well,
we were
on
the
Hollywood.
Side and we couldn't see it.
Right. Oh, it's on the other side, right?
Oh, so okay. All right, gotcha. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Don.
Hola. Don, are you sober or not sober?
You know, guys, it's always been a tough one for me because I feel sober, but I feel that my THC tolerance is so high that if most people have the amount in them that I have, they'd be really high. But I guess I'll go not sober, but I don't feel very high.
I'll tell you how we know you're not sober. It took you that long to answer that question.
Yeah, so obviously you're not sober.
That is not sober.
You gave me a paragraph on yes or no.
What's your favorite color? Wop, bop, 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 bamboo, tuna, fruity,
red.
Right.
I do have a degree in philosophy, so that's correct. I do take a paragraph to answer yes or no.
Okay. Ah, okay. Yeah, blame the philosophy. Mm-hmm. Cops fall for that all the time.
Don squared plus THC squared equals C squared.
Right. All right. Here is your question. Art Fleming. What a horrible ass. Art Fleming was the original host of what game show? Price is Right, Jeopardy, or Wheel of Fortune?
Give me the list again.
Oh, look who it is. Not High Don.
That's right. Price is Right, Jeopardy, or Wheel of Fortune?
Man, I'm going Price is Right.
That would be my guess, too.
Oh, you both guessed wrong. That would be the Art Fleming, original host of Jeopardy.
I'll only ever think of Trebek.
We all will.
Sorry.
Hey, guys, I'm just still because I've tried to get through to play this game for years. So,
and you finally made it in. Shows up all stoned, doesn't even know he is, but here we are.
Hey, this is how it was meant to be.
I agree. Here's your question. What movie just won the equivalent of Best Picture at the SAG Awards?
You know, I'm on a limb here, but I think this is, and this is a good guess, but I'm not sure. I'm going to go with Bite.
Seems like it should be grandparent porn.
The SAG Awards.
Yeah, no. For lowest testicles, the winner for the thumbnail of mature.
Oh, and I'm sorry, it broke up. Did you say what actually won?
Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
Now, what else we got here? Yeah, that's cool. Hang on. All right. How many scoops of raisins go into each box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran, according to them?
Well, that's almost not fair because I'm there. I'm going to go with that 2 scoops.
All right. You opposed to Kellogg's Raisin Bran guy.
Do you think I eat Raisin Bran?
Why would you not eat Raisin Bran?
Well, starts with the fact that there's raisins in it.
Oh, you want to eat raisin?
I don't like raisins, and then don't put them in my cereal to go into the milk. Like, just...
You don't like Raisin Bran?
No.
Why not?
Because it has raisins.
What if you took the raisins out? Could you just eat the bran?
It'd be cornflakes, right?
It'd be bran flakes.
Or bran flakes, whatever. Yeah, exactly. The wheat...
Oh, no, there's... I mean, I think there's two sides. There's the Kellogg's...
Which one is the sweet one?
I like the Post better.
Is that the sweet?
But that's not the popular one.
What's that look for, Mike?
I can't believe you've never eaten raisins.
I've eaten it. That's all I know. I don't like it. Okay. I don't like raisins. So if you put raisins in my cereal, like, I don't want to eat that.
I'm going to put raisins in your stomach. Game is Big Dummy.
I hate that, too.
Cranberries. 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
And don't put raisins in your salad.
Chicken salad. Dude, I hate
like,
that.
Come
too.
On,
I
man.
I agree.
Oh, you're going to complain about that?
No, I do, because I'm like,
but why does it matter that you can eat them in your cereal, right?
Because you're a Panera.
You like raisins.
And they feel
now,
like they got to do that.
I've made chicken salad. What's your problem with raisins now? Just saying.
They shouldn't be a chicken salad.
They shouldn't be anywhere. They should not be anywhere. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
hola. Hola. Jared, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jared. Welcome to the show. Men's room poll, Jared. You need to pick a sickness or an injury. Will it be a flu, fever, measles, scabies, or broken ribs?
I think I'd take the broken ribs for that sweet Percocet, you know?
All right.
Just for the drugs. I get it, man.
Give me some perks, yeah. Man. I don't want to poop for 10 days.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a comment comes in. It says, I lived in Antarctica for 6 months while in the Navy. Says it was awesome. Then I appreciate this one.
What do you do, go to Six Flags? I mean, what's going on down there?
Yeah, I just, look, I do want to go there once. I want to go there once just to step foot. So you're on the bottom of the world. Just to have done
but
it,
but what
right?
do you do?
You get back on a boat and leave. Actually, you know what I want to do is cross-country ski there. So I looked into this. You can spend the night there, but you have to bring all your own crap. You know I'm not doing that, right? But... you can get a couple hours, or you can cross country ski, taking some stuff, look at penguins.
Does the sun just go whizzing by you?
It's either pretty much up all day, or just not there. But the only time they do the excursions, the sun would be up for obvious reasons. All right. Something I want to do. And last time I looked into it, it was about like $14,000 a person.
Oh, cheap.
That's why I haven't done it. All right, here's your question: what desert surrounds Las Vegas?
The Sierra Desert? Where's the Sierra?
I don't know if I know the name.
Isn't that amazing? Everyone knows Vegas. You know it's in the middle of the desert. Mojave Desert.
What is the Mojave?
Mm-hmm. All right, you're next.
Mojave.
Who was the first NFL coach to win 3 Super Bowls?
Oh, what's his name? He coached the Giants, right?
Nope.
Oh, crap. The San Francisco Giants guys.
That would be a baseball bet, but no.
Chuck Knoll?
Chuck Knoll, coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, yes.
Back
in the 70s when they were just killing everyone.
All right, question number 3, Jared.
Jerry, what shoe company owns the shoe company Converse? Hello. Hello, Jerry.
What happened to Jared?
Oh! Okay.
I was like, you're taking an awful long time, man.
All right. I always say Nike.
It is, in fact, Nike. You are correct. Real quick, it says, I'm just reading the comments coming. Raisin Brand is effing disgusting. Preach through. I'm with Thrill. I don't like raisins either. I'm with Thrill. No one wants rotten grapes.
Look, it's not that I eat raisins in a little red box, but I mean, like, Raisin Bran cereal is a different thing.
Well, wait, then someone says, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard from a black man.
What's that? Don't eat Raisin Bran?
I guess.
Oh, come on.
I don't like. So which one? Post is the super sugar.
I just think they have better raisins. And I think they put in more raisins in there.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, that's where my appetite is.
The only thing that's even remotely close to that cereal is Golden Grahams.
They're still not close. It's the same
shape.
They're
not, but the same.
They're the same shape.
Take the cinnamon dust off of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
totally different.
You got a Golden Graham.
You don't.
It's like Frosted Flakes or Corn Flakes.
Because Golden Grahams, I don't know what they coat that cereal is.
They don't coat anything with it.
Man, there's some weird shellacky looking thing.
Honey dusting.
I don't know if that's honey the bees made, man. I'm just telling you, there's a weird aftertaste I get with it.
Can't believe you don't like Raisin Bran.
Cream
of Wheat.
Put it this way. Cream of Wheat is fine, but I would never voluntarily ask someone for.
Did we buy the thing for Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at the food court that had the Cream of Wheat in it?
No.
We did not.
I could not find. You read it, but it was not available at the time.
All right.
And I was not going to wait for that.
By the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up. We have exciting food that we did buy from our food court that Mike has never tried. Not only has Mike ever tried it, we're not even exactly sure what half the food is. But if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, see if you can identify as many of the food items up there as Mike is in for the head chef today. So we're going to give him some delicious food that he has never tried. Maybe we'll take a bite or two ourselves. Good guesses up here.
I'll try some of them.
Especially with the sweet potatoes. But those aren't sweet potatoes.
People are making great guesses.
Keep guessing.
So wrong.
Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLAMORA. Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way. We have some exciting food that we got there from our own food court that Mike has never tried.
Stuff exciting
that we cannot
to us.
Even identify. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, we actually put a picture up of the food that Mike will try. If you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, we're asking you to see if you can guess any of these food items before Mike tries them, coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Let's talk to. That's a stupid name. Hello, Robin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hello, Robin.
Hola.
Hola. Robin, sober, not sober.
Being sober.
All right, Robin, welcome to the show. Men's Room poll today. You need to pick a sickness or injury. Will it be the flu, fever, measles, scabies, or broken ribs?
The flu.
The flu it is. All right. Very good, Rob.
Flu has never been so popular as it is today. All right, here is your question. The Hugo and Nebula Awards are given for what category of writing?
Writing, yeah, that was a great question.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello.
Drop it either.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I am here.
Like fiction, nonfiction, mystery,
horror, suspense, crime,
biography,
erotica.
It's nonfiction. And
it's actually specifically for science fiction. Science fiction.
Nebula. That's right there.
I feel like a nebula's the one, right?
Of course.
Yeah, hindsight.
Oh, my goodness, you've landed on a Men's Room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio program. The question is, which member of the radio of the Men's Room radio program once tripped a blind man on a bus?
Your choices are Miles, Steve, Ted, Mike, and Robin.
Miles?
No. In spite of Miles being a horrible guy, the really horrible person, Mike Hawk, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Didn't even feel bad about it.
Tripped a blind man on a bus.
Came into work and bragged about it. Came into work and bragged about it. Dude, I tripped a blind man on the bus.
Why didn't you trip a blind man on the bus, Mike?
I didn't do it on purpose, man. I was riding in. I was in the front of the bus reading my book. Everything's all fine and dandy. I'm sitting on one of those little sideways benches that they got going on there. This guy, he comes in and he's got his cane, and I notice that, you know, he needs a front seat, but the bench across from me is just fine, so he sits down over there. Everything's all fine and dandy. We finally get to his stop, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I can see that he stands up. So I try to suck my feet in a little bit, but space on those buses is limited. So as he's walking by, his foot comes against mine, and down he goes.
Oh, no, he went all the way down.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you jump up and try to help him up?
Of course I did. I felt horrible.
All right.
And I did sustain a chuckle while it was happening, too, because I realized just how horrible of a situation it was, and I just tripped a blind man.
Did anyone give you the stink eye on the bus?
Of course they did, but I had my nose so far in my book, I tried to bury him.
Good times, good times. And hopefully that guy's a listener to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your next question. In what country would you find Mount Everest?
Let's see, right next to K2. Tibet.
It's not a bad guess.
China.
Nepal.
Nepal.
Mm-hmm. Nepal.
Which is...
There's the Chinese side of it, too.
But that's what fancy people call their nipples. Hey, baby, check out my Nepals.
Don't you suck on my Nepals.
That's right.
They're like Adam Levine, baby.
I have Adam Levine like Nepals. They said bro.
He watched the Super Bowl. You know what my nips look like.
I got the bro nipple. All right. Here's your question. Dirty Harry is the character, but what's the name of the movie in which Clint Eastwood utters the famous line, "Go ahead. Make my day."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The movie gets no love. It's just the one line, Dirty Harry, and then no one can name the goddamn movie. Myself included, until I read it this morning.
Well, it's like everyone knows the quote, but... You sure it's not just Dirty Harry?
It is not Dirty Harry. Technically, it's Dirty Harry Saves Christmas. No, the movie was actually Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact. Yeah.
Dirty Harry Saves Christmas didn't go so well with test audiences.
Sounds pretty good to me. All right, Robin, you're on question number 5.
Question number 5 for you. Guitarist Brian May was part of what band?
Just did a big movie about the band, actually.
They've had a big reach.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on the line for us there and think about it, Robin. We'll get back to you on the other side.
Can I whisper it? Will he still be able to hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give the answer now.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.